Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We now return to Cordishy and Coit.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM WEEI. Scott Cordishy here in South Florida. Nick Coit back in our Warwick studio. Nick, I want to get to a text on the text line.
Okay.
From the 508 Truthometer. Scott, last week you told us that you want Brady and his new team to fail to make the Pats' decision look better. Don't change your tune yet and saying that you're going to root for Tom other than versus New England. You know what? That texter is right. And putting me on the truthometer, that was the old Jersey red line. I'm putting you on the truthometer, so You have to tell the truth. Truth be told, look, I don't want Tom Brady to get hurt. So I guess when I say I wish him no ill will, I don't want him to get hurt. But I don't want him and the Bucs to do well, because that's only going to make me, number one, regret the fact that the Patriots let him go even more. That's number one. Number two, it'll also make me maybe a little pissed off. Like, for instance, if Tom Brady all of a sudden decides this year he's going to show up to OTAs, if they were to have OTAs, they're not going to because of this coronavirus thing. But like, if he were to put in the extra effort of showing up to OTAs where he hasn't the past couple of years here in New England, that would make me mad at Tom too. Like, oh, okay, now you want to, you know, work a little harder just because you're pissed off at Belichick. So, yeah, in all honesty, I am a Patriots fan. I am not a Tom Brady fan. I love Tom Brady, and I am so thankful for what he did for the team that I root for and have loved my whole life, the New England Patriots. But I do not want him and the Buccaneers to do well. So I'm glad that texter called me out. He's right, or she's right, whoever sent that text. I don't wish him any ill will from the standpoint I don't want him to get hurt, but I don't want him to go out there and tear it up and have an MVP season and have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the playoffs and making a run to the Super Bowl. I want the Patriots to do well.
Sure.
I want the Patriots to do well.
Whatever happens. I'm just fascinated now with the story. Now that I'm putting aside the whole Brady's, you know, leaving thing, I can't wait to see how it plays out. I really can't. I know we have a texter that said, you know, a texter said, I think it's stupid to say that they're going to see how they fare without each other. Brady is not in his prime now, so trying to compare him without Belichick doesn't make sense. I think it makes complete sense. I don't know what the texter is. I don't think it's stupid at all.
You know, we had another texter say that this person thinks the beginning of the end for Brady in New England was when Bob Kraft accepted punishment for Deflategate. And I remember that too. Like, you know,
yeah.
Kraft begrudgingly accepted that punishment. And I thought he was leaving Tom Brady out on an island a little bit. But I never got the sense, though, that there was a rift between Brady and Kraft. I always felt like there was a little tension between Brady and Belichick.
Sure, absolutely. And I think if you want to say during the Deflategate handling, you know, Belichick sort of just throwing it on Brady, maybe that would be part of it, you know, because I don't think there was any fracture between, you know, Kraft and Brady. I don't think that did much to their relationship. But maybe, you know, Bill saying, well, you have to ask Tom about his balls. Then, you know, maybe that would be, you know, something that, you know, could fracture the relationship going forward. I'm not sure. But I think still it's rooted in the contract, and he was just exhausted trying to negotiate with the both of them.
So. And then we have another texter that says, Dan is an idiot if he thinks that Brady is not Garoppolo. He will put up huge numbers this year. Arians is an offensive-minded coach, and they have great weapons. Two good tight ends, two great receivers. That's laughable. This will be interesting to see.
I
still think Brady has something left in the tank, and I agree Arians is an excellent offensive-minded coach and a great guy for quarterbacks. They do have some weapons. Here's the thing, though. Tom Brady, as we know, it's been this way his whole career. He needs protection.
Yep.
How good is their offensive line? From what I've heard, their tackles are suspect. The interior part of their line is good. They need to protect Tom Brady. They need to give him time to do his thing.
Yep.
So it's going to come down to how well does that offensive line protect Tom Brady?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I know Brady's not in his prime now, but you know, if they can protect him and give him the time to throw, then, you know, that was part of the issue last year is your left tackle went down early in the season. And, you know, there was a lot of turnover there and they were trying to figure some things out. You know, if they can protect him, then and Brady has something to prove here. So he's going to want to do everything he can to try to prove it.
Okay, 401-737-1287 is the phone number if you'd like to join us. The text line is 37937. When we come back, hour number two, rumors as to who the Patriots might try to bring in terms of another quarterback. Is this Jarrett Stidham's job in 2020, or will they bring in another veteran to compete with Jarrett Stidham? More on that when we come back. It's hour number one of Cordishy and Coit in the books. Hour number two coming up next on WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.